Every Christmas now he wanted a fat turkey. Well, they do that now. They fatten turkeys, and they got where they didn't used to do that, but they butcher them and put them in the freezer, you know, and sell them to you already dressed.
Yeah.
All you have to do is just get your dressing ready and everything.
What do you call the outside part of the bacon? The edge of it?
Skin.
Okay.
You know, they have skin roasted, and they're just as brittle as they can be in the stalk. Out of the skin. And then the cracklings, they have cracklings. We all say the crackling. A lot of people make soap out of the cracklings and skins and things. But I always like bread made out of cracklings.
Yeah.
Crackling bread, I call it.
What
grind them up, you know, and put them in jars, put them in the freezer. Use them when you want them. Since I don't have hogs to kill, some of them bring me some cracklings ready ground up.
Yeah.
In these little boxes.
What are some of the things you can make out of the head of the hog?
Souse meat. Souse meat, you grind it up and put sage and pepper and one thing, and it's good. And the head's got a kind of a jelly in it, and the feet too. You cook the feet good and tender in the head. And then you grind it up, and when it's set, you can just slice it off like slicing meat. It's good. And then you can pick it, you can pick the feet, just the feet themselves. Just by themselves, you can pick them and bend them, they're good.
Yeah.
When you get them good and tender, you can buy them out of the store, pick them.
The souse meat and head cheese the same thing?
Well, it's the feet, and you put the feet in the souse meat.
Yeah.
You see, it's got a little jelly in it. It jellies it together. The feet have it.
Yeah.
And of course, the head, the nose, and has. And you can see the nose is the rooter. It's tough too, not the feet. But you have to get them little huffs off of the feet.
Yeah.
Call them big fat.
Did you ever make anything out of the blood?
Well, I reckon they do use the blood for things, but I never did.
Okay. Have you ever heard of cornmeal in juice from the souse meat? Or
yeah, you make cornbread out of the broth. Put it in your cornbread.
Do you ever call
makes
that?
Makes it kind of greasy, you know, and it makes good bread.
Do you call that anything special?
Well, it's cornbread made out of the broth, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Tastes of milk.
You ever heard of scrapple?
Like it up for the broth.
You ever heard of scrapple, or cripple, or pawn horse?
No, I don't. Well, I may know it, but I can't think.
What can you make out of the liver?
Well, you can use it different ways. You can make it like this, you can grind it up and make some little patties out of it, and whatever you want to.
What do you call the dish made by cooking and grinding up the liver?
Well, you can put it in something, other things, and like making soup or something other. Put
yeah.
Some soups, and you know, you just put a little everything in the soup.
Okay.
Scraps you've got left over, and the next day you can make soup out of it.
What do you call the kind of meat that comes in little links on a chain?
Well, that's just it for the little meat. They call it links.
Okay. What about that? You already mentioned it. Have little patties on it.
I got some here the other day, and it's a little old piece about that, and they call it links.
Okay.
It's pure hog, though. Pure hog, and it's in little links.
Okay. What about the thing that you had last night for supper?
Well, that is patty sausage, just ground up with pepper and